For many years, it seems that women's fashions have been sponsoring a variety of fundraisers, what with little black dresses and little red dresses. Well, the men are joining the ladies this year and for the past 5 years with Suits That Rock at the Carnegie in Covington. This year, the sixth annual Suits That Rock will be Swimsuits, Songs of Summer. And joining me this evening is Kevin Canifax of Suits That Rock. Welcome, Kevin.
Jim. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Give us a little background on the Suits That Rock program.
Suits That Rock was founded in 2008. It has become the Carnegie Arts Center in Covington, their largest annual fundraising event. To date, we've raised more than $330,000 to support arts education programming for inner city children. And the concept of the Suits That Rock concert came about in 2008, interestingly enough, at a Reds game. John Damasco and I were talking about the number of individuals that we both knew who were amateur musicians that happened to be in relatively high-profile jobs in various vocations, be it financial services or banking or lawyers or college professors, etc. We thought it would be interesting to assemble those individuals, collect that talent, if you will, to put on a concert for charity. Thus, Suits That Rock was born.
And oftentimes has been described as the most fun suits have during the year. Even though they're not in their suits, they come in for a good cause and do what they like, put on music.
That's absolutely right, Jim. It's a passion. Clearly, music is an important part of each of the participants' lives. Some have played professionally or performed professionally. Many are amateur. Some have little to no music background. And collectively, that passion resonates on stage. Certainly during rehearsals, we have vocal rehearsals and we have full instrumental rehearsals. All of this activity leading up to two shows that we perform every June. The energy is amazing. The music quality is actually very impressive. We've had a number of people that, quite frankly, came to Suits That Rock concerts with very low expectations based on the people they knew who would be performing. And universally, these individuals walk out of every show every year, and they are absolutely floored by how good the show is. And I like to say that Suits That Rock is very much like a community theater for music. That will give some people some context for what to expect. And the Carnegie Theater is very intimate. The acoustics are outstanding. And we put on a good show. I mean, you actually have all of these individuals who are very well-known and very visible in the community up on stage letting their inner rock star emerge for the benefit of the Carnegie and certainly for their own benefit and that they're getting to live a rock and roll fantasy live in front of all their friends and community leaders and everyone is there to celebrate what music is all about, but more importantly, what we're doing to benefit those children that live in the Covington city limits and providing them opportunities to learn about arts, be it visual or performing.
And the proceeds from the event actually go to the Carnegie's Eva G. Ferris Education Center programming,
correct? That's correct, which again encompasses arts education programming focused on visual and performing arts.
In addition to the concert, there's also a little bit of partying going on. There's a reception that people can go to.
Yes, the reception follows the theater performance. This year, we have scaled back the length of the show. Historically, it's been in the neighborhood of 3 to 3.5 hours. And even the most ardent rockers find that that's a little lengthy. So we're scaled back to about 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 45 minutes. But every year, we adjourn to the gallery at the Carnegie, and we have just a light acoustic performance. Some of the suits will get up and continue to perform while everybody is debriefing from the great time they had in the theater in terms of the music performance and, more importantly, the camaraderie.
And this year's theme, Swimsuit Songs of Summer. What kind of music are we expecting to hear?
That's a great question, Jim, because every year we do a different theme and we attempt to engage our audience to the highest degree possible, which allows them to dress appropriately based on the theme. So you can use your imagination relative to Swimsuit Songs of Summer, but the songs either contain a summer theme or they were huge hits in the summertime. Everything from Some Like It Hot by Power Station, Stone in Love by Journey, It's 5 o'clock Somewhere by Jimmy Buffett and Alan Jackson, School's Out by Alice Cooper, and we're even doing our version of Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, which is a Meatloaf hit.
Now, as we said, this is a fundraiser, so when people go to visit your website, they'll find out the different levels of donations for participating. The Carnegie, as you said, is a nice, intimate space, but it's not so intimate that you can't bring people in. It seats
about just shy of 500 people. Yes, and that's a good point. I mean, it's intimate, but it allows us to express our musical talents as well as allows people to get up in the aisles and certainly in front of the stage and dance. And let me tell you, you can't help but get up and dance when you attend a Suits at Rock concert. The music certainly is a key driver in that. But I've always said that the people in the audience are an extension of those people performing on stage, because the people in the audience either are supporters of the Carnegie, they are friends and family of the performers, or they are individuals that love live music. Those three constituents get together, and it's a rocking good time. I mean, we have a blast, and the audience has a blast. And of course, like any performer, you feed off the energy of the audience. Again, that intimacy, I think, plays a huge role in the energy level that you will feel during the performance.
Now, obviously, coworkers and friends are coming to see these people, and as you said, they're often very impressed with what they're doing. What about the sons and daughters of the Suits? You ever had them come and be completely wowed by their parents?
I would say that, for the most part, the children of the performers are wowed. They're impressed. They're certainly not surprised, because at some point they've been exposed to the musical talent of their parents, or brothers and sisters, for that matter. But I will tell you, there are occasions when, as you get older, you know, I'm 49 years old and my daughter's 21. And I think there's a part of her that certainly celebrates the passion that I have for the music, but can't help but feel slightly a tinge embarrassed by her father being up on stage singing a Led Zeppelin song. I just think that just goes with the territory.
And now there's a new wrinkle this year.
Yes, we have been very, very diligent and committed to evolving this concept. We just celebrated our fifth year performance last year. So coming into year six, we felt like we needed to jazz things up a bit in addition to the theme. So what we've done is we've added guest suits. And what we mean by that is we're bringing in individuals for a one-time performance opportunity. So they're not part of the regular Suits entourage. They come from very interesting walks of life, and they do have some musical ability or talent, and we've incorporated them into the show. So, for example, the former mayor of Covington, Chuck Shepper, plays acoustic guitar, and we've included him to play on Ticket to Ride by the Beatles. And, of course, Chuck is a very accomplished philanthropist, corporate executive, worked for American Financial for a number of years. But Chuck being up on stage, again, with the public visibility he had as mayor of Covington, and his intimate ties to the region and the city of Covington, make for a great moment for Chuck to be up there playing with the Suits. And in addition to Chuck, we have Jonna Reeder from Duke Energy. We have George Young, who is with Frost Brown Todd. Andrew Alalo with the Trans Authority of Northern Kentucky. Andrew plays bass, and he'll be performing on a couple of songs. Kathy Laverty with Fifth Third Bank. She also plays bass, and she's someone who has participated in, I think I've lost count, but I would say at least 5 or 6 rock and roll fantasy camps. So she brings a much needed infusion of energy and edge, rock edge, if you will, to the performance. We're looking forward to her participation. So these are all individuals that are coming into this show. They'll perform this year. Whether or not they'll be part of next year's show remains to be seen. But the whole idea is that we're going to showcase some people as part of the overall performance moving forward.
And this year there will be actually 2 performances of Suits That Rock, one on Saturday, June 22nd, and then the next Saturday, June 29th.
That's correct. And that's actually by necessity. When we first started Suits That Rock in 2008, actually the first 2 years were single performances. But without any publicity or advance notice, for that matter, it was really word of mouth. We sold out immediately for these shows. And that resulted in us adding a second show. And it's been very, very good that we've now sold out 2 shows, because all the proceeds, again, go to benefit the Carnegie.
And will the concerts be the same? I know you've got guests.
Yes, the same music, same order of music, same performances. And we do very much, with the exception of family members, we do have two very different audiences. Because as you imagine, or could imagine, in the summertime, particularly in June, with everyone's schedule, a lot of people are traveling, they're on vacation. So this gives people flexibility to catch the show, which has worked very well, and we've been doing that for the last 3 years.
In addition to the guests, the regular members of Suits That Rock, give us an example of the cross-section of companies and businesses that are represented.
Sure. Performers come from businesses and organizations from across the region. Fidelity Investments, of course, where I work, Frost Brown Todd, Procter & Gamble, the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, Toyota, St. Elizabeth Hospital, Fifth Third Bank, and many, many more. And we even actually have an emergency room nurse from St. Elizabeth Hospital who is more or less our designated country artist, Don Clare, and he does a great job. In fact, he's singing Center Field by John Fogerty this year and a couple of other country theme songs that fit within the framework of Swimsuit Songs of Summer. So we have a very eclectic group, but a very talented group.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Kevin Canifax of Suits That Rock. Thank you so much for joining us, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
For more information on Suits That Rock, Swimsuit Songs of Summer, which runs June 22nd and June 29th, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.